Letters of the Rebbe. This is in letter in the volume 6. This is letter number 1756. And this is dated Vav Menachemov Tovshin Yud Beis. Sixth day of Menachemov and Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholim Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I received your letter dated Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Menachemov. And it appears that you did not do as I have written in my letter. And now you're complaining that the situation, the way it stands now, is not the way it should be, etc. So basically, first I told you, and now you don't listen and you complain. So, Rebbe says, since it's already been done, so what's the benefit if I'm going to give you rebuke now, I'll give you Musar now, because you already did it. So maybe this at least will be for a benefit for the future. That the future. Either you don't ask, and if you ask, then you should listen as instructed. So the Rebbe says, as far as actual, practically, let it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that you and your wife, Sheyichyu, should have fulfilled your whatever you're supposed to go through with the upsetness, with the Agmas Nefesh that you had till now. And from here and on, it should be with success to bring the hearts of the sons and daughters of Israel close to our Father in Heaven. I am hopeful that Agudas Chabad will support you with a loan for a certain amount, and let it be the will be the Hatzlocha, with blessing for success, and you should be able to give good news very soon. The Rebbe writes here, but to us it's mysterious, because we don't know what he wrote to the Rebbe, what the Rebbe told him, and now what he's complaining about. But it does seem, the Rebbe says, that the guy maybe got involved or in things. It looks like there was a financial problem over there. It looks like the guy was involved in Kiruv, in bringing people to closer to Hashem. So I'm not sure, it's just for everybody's imagination. But the Rebbe says, if you want to ask, then you have to listen. Or else don't ask, basically.
Tell everybody.